In this bulletin, a truck driver charged over the deaths of four police officers to face court again in October. More than a million Australians sign up to the government's COVID-19 contact tracing app. And two NRL players under investigation for alleged breaches of social distancing rules. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. A truck driver has faced the Melbourne Magistrates Court on charges relating to the freeway crash that killed four police officers. Mahinda Singh Bajwa has been charged with four counts of culpable driving. He didn't apply for bail and was remanded in custody until his next court appearance in October. The 47-year-old had been in hospital until yesterday, under investigation by the Major Collision Investigation Unit and the Homicide Squad. The police were killed when a truck ran into them on the Eastern Freeway. The officers were in the process of impounding a Porsche driven by mortgage broker Richard Pusey. A woman claiming to be the 41-year-old's estranged mother has issued a statement on Radio 3AW describing the family's shock and shame.
It was an unimaginable and horrific accident that has left us all with many questions and as yet few answers. Our family have been under immense public and media scrutiny since that time in a quest to find some explanation. This is an insight we are unable to provide.
More than a million Australians have downloaded the COVID-19 tracing app since it went online last night. The app aims to help health officials identify people who may have come into contact with someone with the infection. It records Bluetooth connections a phone makes with others nearby, so the user can give the data to health authorities if they're infected with the virus. Despite concerns surrounding the privacy of the app, the Chief Medical Officer, Brendan Murphy, says no Australians should be concerned about downloading it.
It is only for one purpose, to help contact tracing if someone becomes positive. That's all it's for, all it will be used for, and it's going to be one of those things that if we have good uptake, really high uptake across a community, that will make me put me in a stronger position to convince the National Cabinet that that's one of the elements of us having the world's best public health response system.
Australia's COVID-19 infection rate stands at more than 6,700 with 83 fatalities. At least 5,500 people have recovered from the virus. More than 510,000 tests have been conducted nationwide, with Australia reporting one of the highest detection rates in the world. Queensland has recorded three new cases in its latest figures, with New South Wales another two. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the cases were identified from 4,400 tests, and she's urged more people to come forward.
We know as the states consider restrictions, as we consider what May and June look like, we must rely on extra testing, we must rely on people coming forward and getting tested. Even if you have the mildest symptoms or you've been in direct contact with someone who has the virus, it's really, really important for everybody to come forward and get tested.
With the positive trend, Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has announced an easing of the state's restrictions.
People can go for a drive, people can go and have picnics, people can go boating, they can go jet skiing, they can teach their child in their same household how to drive.
And the number of coronavirus cases around the world is closing in on 3 million, with more than 206,000 deaths. To sport, the New South Wales Police will investigate if two NRL stars have flouted social distancing rules. Weekend pictures on social media have featured Melbourne winger Josh Adokar and South Sydney's Latrell Mitchell on a camping trip with other men on a mid-north coast farm. The pictures have since been deleted. Deputy New South Wales Police Commissioner Gary Warboys has confirmed the matter is being investigated given the rules surrounding non-essential travel and public gatherings.
Police haven't been backward at all in taking complaints, commencing investigations and taking the appropriate action. So at this point in time, we will wait and see in the fullness of time about where we go with that matter. I have spoken this morning to the region commander at Northern. The matter will be investigated. What action is taken will obviously fall out of that investigation.
It comes as the league continues its bid to restart the suspended competition on the 28th of May. Clubs have been issued with a 48-page draft document outlining health and safety measures they must follow so training can return on Monday. We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth, mostly sunny and 24 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 19. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 17. Hobart, possible shower and a windy day, 18. Canberra, mostly sunny, 19. Wollongong, a shower or two, 21. Sydney, much the same, 23. Newcastle, a shower or two, 24. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 29. Cairns, a shower or two, 30. And Darwin, sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.